Okay. All right?
Hi.
Say hi. Say bye.
Wa alaykum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quranic Arabic. Propositions. Okay, can you correct me?
It's P-R-E.
Oh. Okay. Now, the first one we're going to take is the example of Surah At-Takathur, Ayah 1. Oh, I'm going to write it on the board. Surah At-Takathur in general, it is about what? It is about the non-stop increase. Okay? Non-stop increase, meaning that you're so greedy that you don't want to stop. You get money, you want more money. You get property, you want more property. So it is the non-stop more. Some people are crazy about more. More. Okay? So more fun, more entertainment, more money, more power, more. So those people are too busy into the more business, increasing business. And this is bad. Why? Because Allah wants you to be balanced. Balanced means part of your life is okay to dedicate part of your life to seek more. Okay? All right, no problem. But not all your life. Like some people, just all what they care about is to have more and more and more and non-stop more. So Allah, basically in Surah At-Takathur, is threatening them, is telling them, okay, if you, all what you think about is more and more and more, and this is taking all your life, you are in big trouble. You're going to go in a big, big trouble, a bad place, okay? So let's see how the surah uses prepositions. So ayah 1, so before we go there, we say it is a surah that threatens the people who think who are too busy increasing their wealth and power. And this is all what they think about. And this is all what they think and care about. Okay? So this is what the surah says. Now let's see how this is expressed in Arabic. The one of the skills of the language that you have a thought and you want to convert the thought into words. Right? So that's very important to see how can we use these words and put them together to express a thought. Quran was miraculous in this particular part, that there's a thought and Allah will use words in a miraculous, impressive way to express the thought. Why in a miraculous, impressive way? Because number one, the choice of the word is very beautiful. Second, the music of the words, okay? The music of the word matches the thought. So you can hear, like I give an example. In Surah Qaf, there is that sound at the end of this ayah, every ayah. Duh. Because it speaks about, you know, scary situations in the Day of Judgment. So you hear this drum. Qaf al-Quran Majid. بل عجبوا أن جاءوا منذر منهم فقال كثيرين هذا شيء عجيب أيذا متنا وكنا ترابا عظاما ذلك رجع بعيد قد علمنا ما تنقص الأرض منهم وعندنا كتاب حفيظ. And you know the music goes boom, boom, boom. So it's like tak, 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 tak. And we spoke before about the ha in surah, which surah? If you still recall the music of the ha? Ha?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
ha?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Surah al-Shams. That's right. Because it's the music of confusion. Somebody's confused. So, wa shams ya dhuha, huh? Wal qamari idha tala, huh? Why do we have shams, huh? Why do we have moon, huh? You see? Confuse. Music of confusion. So that was so impressive. The thought and the music match together and the words are perfect choice. That's why the Arabs could not match it. And they felt just they stopped trying. Because they said it doesn't matter how much we try. Any time we try to get something like that, it's just that showing, you know, we are just exposing ourselves that we are liars. Like we're trying to. Fabricated because it's not matchable, it's not possible. So here is, and they are the people who are experts in the language, okay? They are experts in the language, all right? So here, let's see how the surah expresses this thought into words. The first, the first sentence is Allah is saying that you are making a statement. It's an accusation statement. So how do you accuse someone? Huh? How do you accuse? In English, how do you accuse someone? Let's say somebody. Yeah, that's one way. You did it. But, of course, you have to say, no, you have to say, did what? Okay? So, you can't say you did it in the beginning of the surah. It's like, you guys are doing it. Okay? So, it's not a good thing to start with. But the good thing to start with is you guys are? No. You guys are too busy increasing your wealth. You guys are what? Too busy. So, in Arabic, how do you accuse somebody? By mentioning who is being accused and accused with what. Who is being accused and accused with what. Okay? So, Allah starts accusing people with a sentence that has two words only. The first word is, so that's accuse. Okay, the first word that is al-hakum, at-takathur. You are too busy with the business of increasing. Increasing. See, it translated two words, it translated into a sentence. Al-hakum, at-takathur. So where is the verb here? Where's the verb? The verb?
Busy.
Yeah, busy. Busy, too busy. Or the verb here is al-hakum. Al-hakum means is distracting you. Al-hakum means is distracting you. So, or being distracted. So, it's better to translate it like you're being, so that we can match the actual verb and the ayah. So we say, you are being distracted by increasing, by the business of increasing. by the greed of increasing, or the greed to increase. That's probably the best way to talk about it. So, okay, al-hakum means you are being distracted. That is al-hakum. That you are being distracted. You got it? See, all you're being distracted is all come into the word, just one word, al-hakum. Al-hakum. You are being distracted. At-takathur is the greed to increase. You see? So you are being distracted by the greed to increase. So this is how you accuse somebody. Okay? You're being stubborn about it. You are being stubborn about it. You are... Huh? Sammy, give me an example of accusation.
You're being stubborn about it.
Yeah, well, I did that. Huh? You're being mean to me. That's right. But if I may accuse you, because that's...
You stole my stuff.
No, yes, that's right. But what I want to accuse you with right now, that you are not with us in the class. Where are you? Thinking about something outside of the class. All right? So we want to make sure you are with us. So the greed to increase. So now we know how to accuse in Arabic. How to accuse. So whenever you see something bad like this mentioned about the human, it is a form of accusation. All right? Okay. Now, the second, so the question is, okay, what is the problem of being busy with the business of increasing? Okay? Here is the proposition comes here. The proposition comes is hatta zurtum al-maqabir, until you end up in the graves. Until you end up where?
In
the graves.
But where is the by in that? The by?
See? Arabic, you didn't need by. You don't need by. Okay? So,
Wait, you
can say ulhitum bit takathur. So, and if you say it ulhitum bit takathur, then by would become the ba. But this is the miraculous way of Quran, that Allah will say it in such a way that you can take away unnecessary parts. And that is the most brief way. That's another miracle of the Quran, that you can never express the thought, okay, in this way, more in a way that is more brief than what it is expressed on the Quran. That's another challenge. Like you try to come up with a smaller sentence, that is the one in the Quran to express the same thought. Sammy, what's wrong with you today? To expect the same thought, you can never come up with shorter sentence. So what is that miracle is? Huh? Anybody can say it again? No, the miracle of short words. What is it?
Becoming a long sentence.
Yes. If you try to express the same thought in the Quran, you end up coming up with a sentence that is
longer.
You cannot do it in a sentence that is shorter. You can't shorten the sentence, okay? More than what it is in the Quran, without disturbing the meaning. Without what?
Disturbing the meaning.
Mess up the meaning, okay? Like some people to rhyme. They change the meaning and the thought just to be able to rhyme. And there is a very extreme example of that there was that guy who was trying, the Sultan, who was trying to rhyme his letter to a judge. So he said, the judge was a judge in a city called Qum. So he said, oh, you the judge in Qum, he didn't know how to rhyme it, so he said, "We fired you, so qum." We fired you, so get out. Get out in Arabic is qum. So he just fired the judge so that he can rhyme the sentence. So that's an example of how could somebody do something very stupid just to rhyme. Okay? So in Arabic, it is possible, and it's miraculous. How can you rhyme the word without changing the meanings and make the words very short? Nobody was able to ever match what the Quran is doing in that area. You got it? You understand the miracle? Sameen. So what is the miracle of brief text? Sabiq. You cannot come up with a sentence that expresses the same thought and it is
shorter
or longer. Or rhymes better. So it cannot be shorter or rhymes better. Or it can't be even equal to the, I mean not even shorter, equal to the same length and rhymes better. Or even rhymes the same. Okay? We're not saying better. We're saying just bring something like it. So express the same thought using words. Okay? That rhymes more and as long. Same length. They couldn't. Alright? And even more than that, that has a music, like the music here is the music of threat. So look, how do I threat you? Alha kum kum ittakathur. Alha kum kum ittakathur. So that was such a beautiful choice for the words that nobody was able to do it. Nobody was just able to do it. And that's how they were so impressed. It's not that they impressed because of nothing. They were impressed because they really couldn't do it. They couldn't come up with an equivalent text that has all these merits in it. You understand? So then the second word that comes after is, you know, okay, Ya Allah, we're too busy increasing. We're too busy increasing. Al-Hakum, too busy. At-Takathur, increasing. Okay? Then, what is the end of that? What is the scary end of that? What is the scary end? You say, until you end up in the grave. So, see, three words in Arabic, it says, Hatta here is what? Until. Hatta is until. Until. So hatta, until. So that's the proposition. Okay, so instead of saying here propositions, we say expressions. Probably is more accurate because expressions.
Location or something.
Exactly. So that's why I changed this to expressions. So it's better, it better fits the subject that we're talking about. So preposition is until. Until. So until is hatta. Until is hatta. Now, here is the beautiful word that is used in Arabic. The beautiful word is, it says hatta zortum. If you have recorded the grades, give back. Give them back. Okay. So you can give back the papers to the kids if you have recorded the grades.
Yeah.
And you have a mark on them. So to make sure, did you mark on them with red?
No.
Okay. And the here. And then give it back to them except the one for last week. The one for last week have not been. Yeah, that's why you don't give it back to them.
Okay.
Okay? All right. No, we can just grade everything and then give it back to them next time so that we don't end up giving back what something that we did in the course by mistake. All right, so just put it back in my backpack. So hatta is until. Huh? Hatta is what?
Until.
Zortum. Zortum. Okay. Al-Maqabir. Maqabir. Graves. So, until, so now the word Zortum, you visit. Now, here is the problem. This is another good way to understand the expression. What does it mean, you visit the graves? It means that you just go for a visit and come back?
When you die.
When you die. Now, why did Allah, see this, the beauty of the Quran, why did Allah use the word visit?
Because when you, you're not going to be there forever, you're going to be reborn into...
That's right. See, here is, look, listen here. That's a very smart, this is a very smart thinking. Allah used the word visit because that's not forever. That's not forever. So, number one, Allah used the word visit because... is Zortum because see how the thought is being expressed in such a beautiful way. Zortum because number one, it is not forever. It is not forever. Okay? You get out of it. You will eventually leave the grave. Okay? All right. How is that different from the Arabian thoughts? The Arabians always think that they will end up in graves. See? So, end up in grave. So why didn't Allah say, until you end up in grave? Huh?
It's because you're not going to be there forever. Like, you're not going to be there forever. Because, like, if you say end, it's like the...
Perfect. Perfect. That is like a confrontation with a fact to them. It's like, hello, hello, guys. I'm saying Allah's telling them, hello, guys. You are thinking that you end up in graves forever because the Arabs used to deny the Day of Judgment. You think that you're going to end up in graves forever. So even the word, Allah's picking up the word to challenge their understanding, which is, you think you're going there forever? No. You're visiting. They had a hard time believing that there's a Day of Judgment. And they think that once you go underground, you're done. That's it. That's the end. So Allah says, no. Until you visit. See the how the beauty of selecting the words? See how accurate it is? Allah is just with one word. Is it challenging? With one word, is it challenging the beliefs that you believe that this is the end? No, it's a visit. So if you are an Arabian guy listening to the Quran, and then if Allah will say, until you end up in graves, okay, you get the meaning that you have been too busy doing increasing until you end, your life ends in grave. But Allah says no. He didn't say your life ends in grave. Allah says your life ends by visiting the grave. Huh? It's like, huh? Visit? What? Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on, hold on. Is this a visit? Oh, yes, sir, it's a visit. Really? Yeah, sorry. You think it's not a visit? Oh, you think you're going to stay there forever? Okay? It's very unfair if they stay there forever. Why? Because the good guys go 6 foot underground. The bad guys go 6 foot underground. Death. If this is the end, can you say your name?
Muhammad.
Last name?
Suleiman.
Don't be distracted. Okay? Don't be distracted. So until you
until you visit.
Visit the grave. You got it?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, two, it challenges. The wrong belief that death is the end. Death is the end. The Arabian man is expecting the word. No, don't do that, Sammy. Sammy, don't do that.
He's bothering what's his name.
Oh, thanks.
The Arabian man is expecting the word end up in graves. Can I get markers? Because these ones are dying. Is expecting the word end up in graves. Then he is surprised by the word visit the grave. Sit the bank. Markers. Oh.
Wait, teacher?
Yes.
When you made Muhammad his name, anyone could be listening to that podcast, including weirdos who now know the first name and last name.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
That means they can come and they can. There's this website where you can figure out just by a person's first name and last name where they live, and they can like be bad people.
Okay, fine. Fine. Just don't say your name. We will recognize you by voice.
Okay.
Okay? Yay. Then she or he, hold on, then he or she is surprised with the word visit. Aha. Which word? The Arabian? Yeah, thank you. The Arabian. Okay. All right. That tells us a lot about the Quran, ways of expression. Let me take a picture of this.
someone have to look at me when I walk in? Someone.
He looks suspicious.
Is there a
yes?
No.
Really?
Oh.
Really
put it back on.
I can't trust anyone.
Just a second.
The lady
She's what?
Soto's not there. The office people aren't in the office, so I can't get
it. Oh, they moved.
They moved to Texas.
They moved to the new office. Is that the one next door?
To the office I just got?
You know there's two offices, like, you keep going to the office.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, let's have you talk.
Wait, you know the office right before Al-Arqam? It was, like, an empty office. Yeah, now that's the new office.
That's so stupid.
Why?
There's more space.
No, they have different plans. Okay. All right. Let's go back to the